tune. It's kind of slow and everything, but I think it's got a great beat to it. This is called Jackknifed Rig from Capital Punishment here on Turmoil. 90.1 FM Turmoil with music from 23 more minutes off of their new EP, A Place to Go. That was Why Die. Starting off the set, Capital Punishment with Jackknifed Rig, and that's from a CD put out on We Bite Records out of Germany called Bulwarks Against Oppression, featuring a couple of hard-to-find 45 EPs that Capital Punishment put out here in the States, and this German label bought up the rights, put it out on CD. So Capital Punishment, 23 more minutes. With me on the phone right now, Keith from the band, 23 more minutes. They're in the midst of a East Coast tour, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah. We're pretty much done with the Northeast, except ABC No Rio is this Saturday in the city. We've been up through New England and stuff, and then we're going south, going down South Carolina, North Carolina.
Now, is this a total country tour, or is it just sort of you're just trying to hit the East Coast this time and feel things out for a larger tour next year, say?
We're in the midst of doing the whole country. We went up through Washington and Oregon and Ohio and played in Tennessee. And now we're doing back here. Then we're going to do some southern states, too.
Now, the new EP out on Very Small Records, A Place to Go. This is your first vinyl release, right?
Yeah.
You had a demo cassette out last year or so.
Right. Yeah, we got another cassette, too. I'll send you one of those if you want.
Okay. And how did you guys get involved with Very Small Records? How far from Glorieta, New Mexico is Very Small Records?
Very Small is run by David Hayes.
Right.
In Emeryville. And he was... We hooked up with him. He was touring with Plaid Retina about a year ago, and they came through New Mexico, Santa Fe, and we set up a show with them, and we played, and Plaid Retina played, and, you know, we all got along, and Dave liked our stuff, so kind of went from there. We played with Plaid Retina a little bit last year, or earlier this year.
Now, are you doing this tour all by yourselves, or are you touring with another band?
No, it's just us.
And why don't you tell everybody who's in the band?
I play bass, Tommy plays drums, and Johnny plays guitar. We all sing different songs, whichever ones we write, lyrics too.
So I guess it's pretty easy for you guys to tour being a three-piece.
Yeah, we've got David with us, too, so we got four people in the van, but it's pretty comfortable. We've been getting along fine as far as having enough room and stuff.
And how's the tour been going? Because I know the EP came out just like about a month ago or so. It's a pretty close follow-up to do tour on something like this.
Yeah, it's really been erratic, you know. We've had some real good shows and some shows that were not too good, and basically, you know, really been having a pretty good time. We had a bunch of cancellations, like in the Midwest, South Dakota, and Michigan.
I think that's a problem for all touring bands, something like that happening.
I think the fall is kind of especially hard, too, and nobody knows who we are or anything, so.
So, that's the whole idea behind the tour, though, is to get people to know who you are and, you know, doing something small, but you guys are doing a tour on a grand scale, it looks like. You said each band member pretty much writes their own songs.
As far as the lyric content is concerned.
So, I guess... Say Johnny would walk in with the lyrics, and then the rest of you would sit down and try to work the music around it. Then
no, we usually write the music, and then like somebody will come in with a riff or you know a set of riffs, and you know we'll build a song around that, and then the lyrics will come generally after. I guess there's been a couple where the lyrics have been written first, but generally that's the way that it goes.
Now, to us ignorant New Yorkers, we would think that New Mexico wouldn't have much of a scene. But you were saying, like, the show in San Jose with Plaid Retina. What's it really like in New Mexico?
Santa Fe.
I mean, what's it really like to play in New Mexico? What kind of scene is out there, if there is one?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good scene. It's, you know, one of those... you know, it's a small kind of, it's not real big, but it's, you know, small and tight, and people tend to go out for shows for an out-of-town band, you know. Albuquerque's scene fluctuates. Sometimes it's real healthy, sometimes it's not. It goes through phases of getting burned out. And, you know, venues, of course, are always just really unstable. We've never had a venue last more than a year, as far as I can recall. Everything's always changing.
So with something like that, how did you guys get together then?
I don't know. I got a bass, and I knew Tommy, and just kind of we started playing. Tommy was in a band before and been playing drums for a while, and he wasn't in a band at the time where I was just starting to play and writing some stuff, and just sort of started up. You know, we all knew each other previous to, it wasn't like searching for musicians. It was like we were friends before we were in a band together. Like that.
Okay, I'm going to play another song from the EP. I'm going to play No Need to Know. You want to let people know what this is about? Or not?
Well, sure. It's about a girl. It's about this girl who is really more of a friend than anything else, and just she's someone who's not real insecure and someone who I don't have to worry about, and it's just kind of an appreciation of that.
Okay.
And a couple, a little more involved than that, but that's basically it.
Okay, so we're going to listen to No Need to Know from the New Mexico band, 23 More Minutes. They're going to be playing at ABC No Rio this Saturday afternoon, and we'll be talking with Keith right after this song. Stay tuned. FM Turmoil. More music from 23 More Minutes from their new EP, A Place to Go. That was No Need to Know. And Keith, if somebody wants to pick up this record, where would they write?
Write to Very Small. There's an ad, and Dave Hayes has a Very Small Records ad in Maximum Rock and Roll every month, pretty much. So if you pick up a copy of MR&R.
Okay, and if people want to write to the band direct, can I give the address off the back of the EP, or do you want to do that?
Sure, yeah. Fox 47, Glorieta, New Mexico, 87535.
And that's for the 23 More Minutes if you want to write to them, or you want to find out about the EP, or you can write to Very Small Records. I have the address right here, in fact. It's P.O. Box 8223, Emeryville, California, 94662, and the EP is only $3. Is that right?
Yeah, $3 postpaid.
Okay.
Well, that's enough about us. I think let's talk about you.
Okay, these guys are going to start talking to me now and ask me some questions, so why don't you go ahead?
All right. How long have you been together?
I've been together for, come December, 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you get along with yourself real well?
Yeah, so far so good. There's some problems, you know. I get this constant ringing every once in a while that I just can't make go away. I think I get rid of it, and then it just sort of comes back, and I hear these voices out of the air.
I hear the same voices, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we won't even talk about what they say. This is radio. Yeah.
My voices aren't like that at all. They just want.
What's your average age?
I'm going to take the fifth on that. I don't want to disappoint any of the listeners out there.
All right. Let's see. What's that? Are there any other radio stations that have influenced you?
No other radio stations, but I do credit as an influence Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, he...
I could listen to your show.
Yeah, he turns this giant wheel, and I'm turning, like, these little wheels, I figured out.
That makes a lot of sense. Do you have a pretty girl there to help you?
No, I'm here all by myself, unfortunately.
What kind of tree would you be?
If I was a tree?
Never mind. You don't have to answer that one.
If I had girls up here helping me out, I'd have a lot more bands show up for interviews instead of doing them by phone, I think.
Yeah, you'd get a reputation.
True. If I was a tree.
You don't have to answer that.
Okay. Did someone actually ask you that question, or are you just, like, putting me on?
I don't know. I think it's some dumb question that we heard somewhere from somebody. It's Barbara Walters type thing. Yeah. She asked it to Barbara Walters once asked it of Katharine Hepburn.
Oh,
according to Tommy here. Katharine Hepburn laughed at her.
I think that's the only response you can give to a question like that.
Yeah, right. No,
unless you're Oliver North, and then you would just naturally take the fifth.
All right. Well, we're playing at ABC No Rio.
Okay.
Saturday.
What time is the show again?
They're early. They're like matinee shows.
Okay, I think they usually start like around 3 o'clock.
Yeah, right. I think it's like 3 to 7 or something like that.
Right. So everybody out there, head on into the city, check out 23 More Minutes. They have a new EP out on
It's open for Awesome Bob, too. They're another band that we recently, we played with up in Maine.
Awesome Bob?
Yeah, they're great. They're really good.
And who are you playing with at ABC No Rio, do you know?
Excuse me?
Who's playing with you this Saturday?
Necrocidia? What's your name? Necrocidia. And SFA.
Uh-huh.
And there might be another band, but they're not sure. Stupid Americans was supposed to play, but they canceled.
Oh, okay. All right, so check out the band. Oh, one last question. What's with these apartment ads on the inside of the sleeve here?
Oh, we recently relocated out to Oakland, California. And so the beginning of the summer was all just kind of, it was a lot of stuff between making the record and just finding a new place and getting jobs, finding practice space, you know, getting all our stuff together. And that's kind of what the title is about of the record. And the pictures on the record are this place that we used to practice at that got burned up in Oakland. So all the burned out kitchen there on the cover.
Yeah, who was cooking that night?
it was a gasoline fire, actually.
And what about the pictures on the EP here? Are those like...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Are those like baby pictures of you guys?
On the record itself?
Yeah.
The one baby on one side is... just a friend of ours' kid, Asia, and the two kids on the other side are mine.
Great.
They're my kids.
So you're trying to get them, I guess, into modeling a little early, huh?
No, I'm just trying to get them to act stupid.
Okay, Keith, thanks for calling up.
All right, thanks a lot, Steve.
Hold on just a second. I'll talk to you after we get into the next song. This is called Happy Love Death from 23 More Minutes. Pick up the record. Check them out at ABC No Rio this Saturday. 23 More Minutes here on Turmoil on WUSB Stony Brook.
I got to suffer myself with stubborn doubt.